Hello, hello, hello. It is 20 minutes to 9 and you are listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After. On the other line, do we have Ariana? It's time for Māori Stuff with Ariana. That's the segment name.
Morena kōrua.
Okay, there are so many things to cover because we didn't get to talk to you last week because of Labour Day, which awful. and so, firstly, how have you been this last, 2 weeks now?
The year is flying. It's November, guys. It's November.
It sure is. Yeah, I know. It's going so fast at the moment.
Yeah.
The first thing we wanted to talk about is...
Keep your headphones on.
What?
Keep your headphones on, Ben. Or else you can't hear our guests.
We're having a technical difficulty because you were like...
No, it's my bad. I put the freaking wrong thing on the wrong mic and I made an oopsie. Honestly, but well, I think we're back in it.
Okay, anyways, so
the first thing that we wanted to cover was regarding all of the words that aren't greetings, but I see commonly used that are... Okay, let me start the segment again to get that technical difficulty out of the way.
I'm sorry.
This is Māori Stuff with Ariana, and we were talking about all of the words that are not greetings.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
yes.
Bring it back to one. We're professional radio professionals. So, Ariana, the words like, I want to say kaupapa, I want to say mahi, I want to say korero, all of these words are the ones that I think of that aren't greetings, but are important to use. Or at least easy to introduce for people. Mm. In which ways can we continue learning and not stop at greetings?
I think it's about noticing what people are using around you is a good place to start. So if people around you are using the word mahi, listen how they're using it. Mahi meaning work or tasks or jobs, that kind of things to do, mahi.
Yeah.
Important to note for mahi that it's a short A, so you might hear people talk about mahi, but that's a short A, so it's mahi.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be my suggestion, is see how people around you are using it, or if you're picking up on it, then build it one word at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for some feedback if maybe your pronunciation, if you're working on pronunciation, or if you're not quite sure on the context, then... be open to feedback. Oh, hey, it actually sounds like this. You could use it like that. It's a good mindset to bring to it.
Speaking of pronunciation feedback, we got a text in last week, I think last Friday.
Was it last?
Today's
Monday.
So we, obviously, when we're talking about our wonderful city, we usually say, saying
Otatahi.
Is Otatahi. We got a text in that the correct pronunciation of that word is Otatahi because there's a longer A on the front there.
That macron. Yeah, yes. That O sound. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're wondering if that was correct feedback that we got.
Yeah, so Otatahi is you row a boat with an oar. You've all got it. Well, most of us have got a big toe.
yes,
totally.
Or toe, and then tahi is another one where it's a short A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's another one where you might hear it long tahi, but it's a short A or toe tahi.
And as a result of the Otatahi messages that, on the show last week, I responded quite defensively and quickly. And I meant it from a place of, we're always talking about it and, we're always bringing new perspectives to the show. I almost feel like it's our obligation as cis white men to bring people that aren't cis white men on the show. So one of the questions that I have is ways in which the barriers to entry can be lowered and the vulnerability and just defensive nature that we naturally have is something that needs to slowly be brought down. And so ways in which we can be comfortable in being uncomfortable, I think, is important.
Yeah, and I think there's an element of personal awareness and responsibility around that, particularly if... I think it's great to be mindful of the privilege that you carry, and then when you put yourself in a position where it doesn't inherently come naturally to you, that's okay, feedback's okay, getting it wrong's okay, but a level of... maybe arrogance or that doesn't ultimately serve the wider purpose. So, and that's something that's important for me in terms of learning and using te reo Māori is that it's great to celebrate te reo, but there's also a I would love people to have an awareness of the other side of that coin, where for a really long time te reo Māori wasn't accepted or celebrated or accessible for Māori people primarily. And so now as non-Māori want to learn and use te reo, that's awesome, but to carry it with a level of humility and care, acknowledging that it's still not accessible for lots of Māori people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of these accessible words are ones like korero and mahi that we're continually seeing. Are there any more? I'm trying to think of other ones as well. I don't want to, even just saying other ones feels problematic. But you know what I mean? Like, approaching this entire situation, it's an onion that we're slowly unraveling. And the point of this segment is obviously to eat at that onion. So there's a
great resource. AUT have put together a dictionary. The website is maoridictionary.co.nz, mm-hmm. and they've got an app. The app costs about the same as a Starbucks large-ish drink.
Cool.
One-off cost, and it's a great resource. So you can, because my suggestion is, as you grow your vocab, is to do it based on what's relevant for you. So rather than having I think there is somewhere online a 100 Māori words every New Zealander should know. So you could Google that and start there.
I think that's a great place to start.
Yeah, and if you want to personalise it, then use a resource like the Māori Dictionary. Mm-hmm. to find the vocab that you need, and it also provides phonetic support, so it will tell you what the word sounds like.
That's really good.
We certainly need, because Ōtatahi is not Ōtatahi. It's like automatically tahi is what I was getting at, which is just
the
so
other
wrong.
Thing around Ōtatahi that I just want to introduce into the conversation is often people will say Ōtatahi is the Māori word for Christchurch. And I think it's important to place that in the appropriate context from my perspective, that Christchurch is the English word for Ōtautahi.
Definitely.
Because this place, it was and is Ōtautahi predating Christchurch.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely.
As per usual, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Apologies for that technical difficulty.
That's my bad.
But alas, we could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, to be honest. So I'm expecting next week, you know, we've got a whole show to make up for because of Labour weekend. So let's get that 20-minute interview going. No, we'll see. Indeed.
Awesome. Tēnā kōrua. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.